Hi, friends. Guess what? It's September. But you probably already knew that, as we are several days into the month already.
If you have been listening lately, we've been talking about something big happening this month right here on Two Monicas in a Microphone. We are able to announce our first giveaway ever. If you are on Instagram, you may have already noticed it. Monica and I both share the gift giving as a love language, and we wanted to give back to everyone who's been helping us grow.
So what are we giving away?
We are giving away some of my favorite items. I feel like I'm a little squirrel in September, and I kind of hoard things that I like how squirrels hoard nuts. So I actually have a few things that I'll be giving away that I love, and some we've talked about on the show and in our advertisements. So some of the items include blue light blockers, false eyelashes, some really great toxin-free skincare, a fall-scented candle, lip gloss, and a makeup bag.
Monica, that sounds so fantastic. Can I win?
No, but you might still get something special in the mail from me.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
So friends, I can't win and the other Monica can't win, but you sure can. It's pretty simple to enter. Just go to our Instagram at Two Monicas Podcast. That's with the number two, and look for the post that says gift away and just follow the instructions.
And guess what? We've already had people doing this. So I'd like to give a little shout out to Jessica, and she's the real Jessica Thompson, and she has done all of it plus two bonuses. And
holy
she did
cow.
It. Yeah. And she did it. I remember sending her a message reminding her about this, because if you follow us, we are friends with you. So I messaged her, and within 30 seconds, it took her 30 seconds, and she had done all of those things.
That's super exciting. I'm going to create a fake account. No, I'm kidding.
I'll probably know when you win and I see your address. I love giving things away. I love giving away gifts. So please, please enter, everyone. And we are keeping track, and we will announce the winner, and we will send you a private message if you are the lucky one.
Awesome. We also have something exciting for the podcast, because we've entered a contest and we're so excited. We're competing to see who gets the most downloads by Sunday, September 12th. The top five get to move on to the next round. So for our devoted fans and listeners, there are a couple things that you can do to help.
Okay. So what are those things you ask? They're the things that we ask every single episode. Simply download anything you haven't listened to and share with two friends. It's that easy.
Yay.
Before we go, we would really like to leave you with a little bit more than just our announcements. It is the beginning of fall, and we all know what that means.
For most of the country, it means pumpkin spice.
It does. Actually, over 60% of the country purchases something with pumpkin spice flavor or fragrance.
That is crazy. What is pumpkin spice exactly?
It's cloves, ginger, nutmeg, cinnamon, and allspice.
Ooh, that sounds like pumpkin pie, but where's the pumpkin?
I think it's implied in pumpkin spice. Yeah.
All right. So I have no idea how it became as American as apple pie. Do you?
Rumor on the street. Now, this is my street cred right here, is that in 1960s, McCormick, who you know makes a lot of spices, they put all of that together in a jar and called it pumpkin pie spice. Everyone lost their minds. And now, 50 years later, we make memes about whether we love it or hate it.
That is too funny. I know a lot of people who love it. And I used to live in Starbucks land. So, you know, they would launch it earlier and earlier and earlier every year, to the point where it's practically still summer in Seattle when they start making pumpkin spice lattes.
I think that pumpkin spice is like the new Christmas tree or Christmas lights. How early are you drinking pumpkin spice? How early are you putting out your Christmas decor? It's just become a phenomenon in the United States.
It is kind of weird, but I do have a childhood friend, Melissa, and she can't wait. Every year, she can't wait for pumpkin spice time.
Oh, well, you and I have a mutual friend on Facebook, and every year we know, we are alerted by his posts that it is pumpkin spice time because he hates it so much. I think he makes a post a day about it for about 30 days straight. It's hilarious. I love following it. If you go on the internet, you can find all sorts of pumpkin spice items. I don't know if all of them are real. I'm just saying, if you do a regular old Google search.
Oh.
much. I don't know. But there are actual real ones like pumpkin spice facial peel.
Wow.
Like, but why?
Oh, Monica, I just pulled something up.
What?
There are pumpkin spice pretzels.
Mmm.
Pumpkin spice Pop-Tarts, a pumpkin spice protein shake.
Maybe.
Even Jell-O is getting in on it with pumpkin spice flavor instant pudding and pie filling.
Well, that sounds good. Now I might like that. There's pumpkin spice deodorant by Blossom to Bath. Why?
I mean, come on, why? People. Just spray yourself with some cinnamon, okay?
I mean, this is not necessary. It's not necessary. And finally, I see here a pumpkin spice body wax. Monica, maybe you could use that for your next Brazil.
Oh my God. No. I mean, what do I do if it gets stuck?
If you haven't listened to DIY Beauty Blenders, everyone, you are missing out right there.
So, right. Monica, what team are you on? Pumpkin spice or never pumpkin spice?
I like pumpkin spice. However, I'm not going to build my personality around it. And I think that's where I differ from some people. I do love fall. I absolutely love fall. I actually made a post the other day on Facebook introducing people to other fall flavors.
Fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Like brown sugar and maple and walnut. There's a lot of really good flavors out there. Okay. So Monica, what are you? Which one? Do you like it? Hate it? In the middle.
I'm in the middle. I order one a year, but I have an amazing recipe for pumpkin pie, and I love making it because it's called double spiced pumpkin pie.
I was going to ask, some people do not like it with the allspice, I believe. Locally, I have friends debate whether they like the pumpkin pie with the allspice or not.
Well, they would hate my recipe because I double the allspice.
I think that's what makes it personally.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we would like to know, friends, if you are team pumpkin spice or team I hate pumpkin spice, or are you just a normal everyday American and you just enjoy it as it comes to you? We'll have a post on Instagram per usual, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right. I'm going to go get a latte now.
Thanks so much for letting us be part of your day, whether that's folding socks, driving to work, or getting in your cardio. We're happy to provide you with some entertainment about nothing serious. Seriously. For extended show notes, please head over to our website, twomonicaspodcast.com. That's with the number 2. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at @twomonicaspodcast and find us on Pinterest at @twomonicaspodcast. If you'd like to connect with us directly, email us at twomonicaspodcast@gmail.com.
Awesome. That was fun.